This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, I don't care what you're doing, where you're doing, or how you're doing it. Thanks for keeping America moving. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch page. You can follow me on Parler, the Captain's America. You can follow me on Twitter, at the Captain's America, and you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. A lot of different ways to figure out what we're doing and how we're doing it. All right, and let's get started. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, ladies and gentlemen, in the pledge: under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And boy, do we need some of that right now, Kyle, because the president is refusing to concede, and as he should. And he's blocked any cooperation on transition, as he should, because I'm over this. Okay, there is no president elect, ladies and gentlemen. I'll say it again: there is no president elect. Not one single state has certified a winner in a presidential race in their state. So for these news media sources to come out and go, "Whoa, the president-elect," that is a bunch of crap, and I can't say what I want to, Kyle.
Well, you know, Captain, and I can imagine, yes, very, very much. But, Captain, what's going on, of course, is once again, similar to the Hunter Biden story that came out shortly before the election, you have the news media almost monolithically now simply ignoring the story again, but this time it's about some very, very serious allegations, actual affidavits of people who are saying what they saw, what they were told to do, for example, and a lot of this very, very questionable stuff about counting the ballots and who was kept away and so forth. So what that does, Captain, is, again, it shows that they're not interested in actually following the truth, because these are legitimate questions. They're not partisan questions. And, by the way, we can get in the Wayback Machine and listen to what Al Gore said 20 years ago.
Yeah.
When he said, this process is about the American system. It's not about who wins or loses at this point. Because, and that's what Al Gore said. They ought to listen to Al Gore on this one.
Well, they need to listen to me right now, because Real Clear Politics yesterday gave Biden, they took away the 20 votes in Pennsylvania from him that they'd given him. So they dropped his total down. He's now down to 259 versus 214 with Trump. Fox continues to roll along, showing Biden at 219. And I believe they're going to get their butts handed to them soon. And here's why. We know that all the votes in Pennsylvania after 8 p.m. on Election Day have been now isolated, and they're being counted, but they're being put separately upon the order of Justice Alito from the Supreme Court, correct?
That's right, yes.
Now, why is that?
Well, because these ballots came in after the time that they were allowed to come.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. And rules are rules.
You have to have rules. That's right.
And I don't care. I don't care what the hell the excuse was. I don't care. Other than the military. Okay, military are the only ones with an exception when it comes to votes coming in late. They are the only ones. Not any civilian vote matters more than a military vote when it comes from the overseas force sources that it comes from. I know I've been through that. As I said back in 2006, I actually sat there when they weren't going to count military votes, and I demanded that they be counted on behalf of the veterans that I was representing, and those Democrats had to sit there and eat crow.
Yeah, exactly right. And you're right, Captain. The people the soldiers are in very, very difficult positions in many cases.
Right, because in combat, you don't just say, well, my next flight's going up at 7. What if you're taking incoming? You're not going anywhere. Jeez.
Right.
But anyway, let me get back to what I was going to say, because this is really important. Now, they took 20 votes, electoral votes away. So, Biden's at 259, Trump's at 214. Not one state has been called for anybody. So, Trump is leading in Alaska. That would give him 3 votes there. That's 217. Trump is leading in North Carolina. That would give him 232, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Meantime, I haven't said a word about Joe Biden yet, have I?
Nope.
And we know that Arizona is now down to about 13,000 votes and dropping, because they have the same situation there where dead people voted that weren't even registered voters, people that didn't live in the state voted the whole nine yards because they sent out ballots to folks. So Arizona could flip. Nevada could definitely flip because of what's going on there with the mail-in ballots. And again, they threw away the envelopes, which means they can't even determine when they came in, if they came in time or not. So there's going to be a whole bunch of ballots there that are going to be tossed. Thank you very much to the ignorant fools that didn't realize you had to keep the envelope. And then you've got Georgia. Georgia's down to about a high 13,000 number, thereabouts. And, of course, you got Wisconsin, which also is very much, after what we heard from Scott Walker yesterday, very much in the offing again because of the 200%. Well, he said 200%, but he meant to say 200,000 votes that got dumped, most of which they cannot verify who the people are that voted. Hold that thought. Kyle, I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried. Folks, we're coming back. I'm just laying the facts out to you. The facts. And again, nobody has been certified. There is no president-elect. Thank you.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owner-operators of a company called Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is on a mission, ladies and gentlemen, and you rarely see this kind of focus and commitment from the father and son duo because they recently shared with me that they're doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers this year, and I believe they're going to do it. Now, here's the deal. If you're struggling with any kind of pain for any kind of reason, let's say maybe you've even gone out and done a workout and you got muscle aches and all that stuff, this is something that will work for you, and I mean it will work. It works for me, and I've had all kinds of problems and injuries and aches and pains, and I take this religiously in the morning. When I get up, I'm feeling better, able to move around without having the aches and pains that I have in the morning, and at night when I start to stiffen up again and my ankle starts to swell and all that stuff, I take this and it stops, and the pain stops and everything else. Now, it's called Relief Factor, and they have something called the 3-week quick start. It's still discounted to only $19.95. Now, that's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. And then after that, it costs about the price of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain, and order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. All you got to lose is pain, and I'm telling you, it works for me, and it's worked for tens of thousands of other people, and there's not a day doesn't go by that I don't get an email or a text message from somebody telling me that they've taken the Relief Factor and thanking me for it because they're no longer in pain. All right, relieffactor.com/captain. Back to Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I'll say it again because I think the masses need to hear it. And by the way, good morning, Leo, down in Miami. No one, I repeat, no one has been certified as a winner in a presidential race in any state in the country right now. Nobody. There is no president-elect. The networks are doing an injustice to the entire system by calling Joe Biden the president-elect. He's not. Donald Trump is still the president of the United States, whether you like it or not. And by the way, they're not going to get him to leave Washington. They're not going to get him to stop doing what he's doing because now Joe Biden's going to take over. I've heard all kinds of crap yesterday from people who go, well, now Joe Biden can put in his Secretary of Defense and because Messman's gone. He can put in this and put in that. He can't do anything until the 20th of January. Not one single thing if he is certified the winner.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, part of what's going on, and typically after a normal garden variety election, shall we say, and there's a clear winner and there are no disputes, because let's face it, there are some pretty hefty disputes going on here. They're not based in la-la land. They're based in reality because
they're based on the law and on fact.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
And the people that have come forward, the abject, things that have happened, against the poll watchers who were denied access or escorted out, et cetera, et cetera. So in a normal election season, then you have somebody who's the clear winner. They start moving forward and they start planning their transition.
Right.
But this time around, Captain, is so very different because this isn't over because some states haven't even finished counting yet. These are just projections by news media.
Now, we are not going to throw out a pile of horse manure out there. See, I'm being polite again. We're not going to throw out a pile of horse manure out there for the people to listen to, like this stuff that's coming from some of these alphabet soup networks, because they have an agenda. Now, Kyle, the Alaska race could be called right now for Donald Trump. That would give him 217. The North Carolina race could be called for Donald Trump. That would give him 232. He definitely has a formidable lead. For example, in Alaska, he's got 62% of the vote. Biden will never catch him. But they're not saying this because they have their agenda, which is...
Well, to give the illusion that Biden is the clear winner and on his way. Absolutely.
Yep. And I hate to tell you this, folks, but here's the problem with all of that. There's many paths to still flipping some other states. Arizona is closing. Georgia is very much in contention. Nevada, because of what happened there, is very much in contention. And Wisconsin, because of what the former governor, Scott Walker, said, 200,000 votes being dumped, and they can't even verify who some of the people are that voted. By the way, dogs and cats voted in Wisconsin. You think those votes are going to count, Kyle? Hell no.
Well, of course not. And also, I mean, take a look at Michigan as well. We see some very interesting things happening there. Will it flip? I don't know. But there's a trend going on here, Captain.
Yeah.
As you talked about, illegal or invalid votes that once audited should be very clear.
Now, what is obvious here is I think the Supreme Court tipped their hand. I believe that it's entirely possible that they will rule out any mail-in ballots received anywhere in the country where the law was specific about what time they had to be in by. After 8 p.m. on Election Day, they'll be invalid, and they must be thrown out based on the state legislative law in the states that did that. Think about it.
Well, yeah, precisely. Precisely right. I mean, Justice Alito would probably never have made his ruling unless there was most likely strong support among other justices.
Now, Leo has asked a question about Georgia. Do they have mail-in voting there? No, they do not, Leo. But they do have a request for absentee ballots where you can get an absentee ballot because of the COVID situation or whatever. They have early voting in person, and then they have the runoff voting will be done in person and by absentee ballot only. And you've got something there, a website or something?
That's right, Captain. Yeah, for our listeners in Georgia, early voting would be slated to start December 14th. It'll run until December 31st. One day of Saturday voting will be included in that, and that day will be December the 26th, so you can make your plan to vote. Absentee ballots can be requested, and you can go to ballotrequest.sos.ga.gov. That's ballotrequest.sos.ga.gov.
Now, if President Trump does eventually lose, he'll turn that into a win, too. You want to know how?
How's that?
I'm hearing more and more and more that he's going to create a conservative television and radio network in an attempt to compete directly with Fox News and build yet another multi-million dollar brand known as the Trump News Network.
Well, it has a ring to it, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about that?
Well, that sounds very exciting, and you know, there's been a lot happening just over the last several days, Captain. A lot of sort of, you know, change of fortunes or change of opinions, mm-hmm. one might say.
Yeah.
And President Trump is not happy about all this.
Now, there's more than that. Wait till you hear the rest of this that's now coming out amongst the circles that, as a group of people that know what they're talking about. He'll run for president again in 2024, so it'll be hashtag Trump24 against Kamala Harris because she will be installed, if you will, as the president because Joe Biden probably won't serve out the full 4 years.
Well, yeah, that's sort of, I think, a lot of people think that's kind of baked in to all of this. You know, President Trump running again, should he not prevail here, that would, you know, be a very, very interesting mm-hmm. thing to say.
And who is the big benefactor, the big group or individual that pushed Kamala Harris into the mix? Who is that?
Well, I think that would be former President Obama. Yeah.
And Michelle Obama. So you would have the third term of Obama coming up here, which is what this is all going to be, because they're going to try to put all the Obama stuff back into the mix. And the reason I know that is because I got the list right here in front of me, and I'm going to get to that after the next break here that's coming up in a couple minutes. I'm going to tell you exactly what I know per the Democratic platform that they are going to do. And I don't care what they're telling you. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Their platform is in black and white, and it tells you exactly what the Democrats plan on doing if Biden gets in. But here's the other thing, Kyle. He could become the only president in history to run again and win.
Very true. And because one would think, you see, here's the thing, Captain, when President Trump came into office, he did various policy maneuvers and so on that we have been chronicling now for several years. That has turned on the economy like you wouldn't believe. If Biden gets in and tries to turn all that off,
yeah.
then things are going to look pretty bleak.
Yeah.
He would have a very good platform on which to run.
Cousin Vinny is making a sarcastic comment here, kind of a funny comment. I know where he's coming from. He says, well, Clinton got, let's see. Well, you know, I got me a news network, too, back in the day. They gave me a network. CNN, that was the Clinton News Network. Yeah, right. But anyway, that's what he's saying. Clinton got a news network. Only fair, Trump should have one, too. Yeah, but this one wouldn't be a fake network, Cousin Vinny.
Right, exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to tell you exactly what's in writing that a Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will do. It's in writing. You can't dispute it. You can't debunk it. It's there. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Getting close to a vaccine. Drug maker Pfizer announced Monday that early data from analysis of their coronavirus vaccine shows that it's more than 90% effective in preventing infections. While further analysis is needed and trials are still ongoing, Dr. Anthony Fauci called it excellent news. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases told CNN it will be an important step in controlling the virus.
There's still some questions about, you know, the durability of the effect, about whether how effective it is in the elderly versus younger people. But the bottom line is, as a vaccine, it's more than 90% effective, which is extraordinary and will play a major role in what the outcome of this is going to be.
The United States passed 10 million COVID cases on Monday, with infection rates rising in more than 40 states. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much, Larry Elder. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people lots of money for over 75 years, and they happen to be the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. All you got to do is go to geico.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. Type in your zip code, and they will give you a quote on the vehicle you're driving, car or truck. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or RV, too. They'll also do that for you. And maybe you want to check out your homeowners and renters insurance, too. They'll give you a quote there. And by the way, if you bundle, like I do, my homeowners and my car insurance together, I get one whale of a discount. And by the way, knock on wood. See, there was a wood right there. Here it is. There you go, knock on wood. I get a 10% discount every year for being a safe driver, and that's the one thing I like the most because having had trucks and this, that, and the other and been certified by the American Trucking Association, I had well over 3 million miles on the road the years that I was out there driving part-time with the trucks that I had. How about them apples? All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've got a couple of people in Georgia that are saying, what was that website? So please repeat the request for absentee ballots.
That's right. Yeah, you can request your absentee ballots in the state of Georgia by going to ballotsrequest.sos.ga.gov. That's ballotsrequest.sos.ga.gov.
Now, president-elect, if he becomes one, Joe Biden, he is not right now. He is not a president-elect. He's merely a Joe Biden candidate still. On his first day in the White House, plans to enact 4 executive orders rolling back President Trump's efforts on a number of issues. Now, the executive actions would include rejoining the Paris Climate Agreement. That's a disaster, right?
Oh, yep, absolutely.
Reinstating a Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program known as DACA. That's another disaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rejoining the World Health Organization, which is just horrible, right?
In the aftermath of this, absolutely.
And repealing Trump's travel ban targeting majority Muslim nations, and that's another bad thing because here come the terrorists again.
Right, and again, I think it needs to be said, Captain, that President Trump didn't ban Muslims. He
nope.
banned countries where they don't have a good enough security system and vetting process to figure out who's coming from that country, maybe came to that country, trying to get to our country.
Well, that's true, and you gotta understand something here. I'm reading an Associated Press report, and this Associated Press report is about as liberal as they come. Now, the pledge came after several media outlets, including Fox News, projected Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential election. And as of Monday, the Trump campaign had vowed to continue challenging the results, citing issues with ballots and accounting process. And all that's true, correct?
That's right. Yep.
Now, Monday's news signaled the beginning of a longer effort to undo a variety of policies pursued by Trump. Biden has vowed, first of all, to repeal Trump's tax cuts. Bad idea.
Well, wait a minute, Captain. I thought only people, you know, the people making more than $400,000 a year would see their taxes go up. But if they repeal the Trump tax cuts, aren't your taxes, my taxes, everybody's taxes?
Everybody that paid a dime in income tax will have their tax rates go up. Everybody that paid income tax. Everybody. Regardless of what your income is. That's a fact. So that's what they're not telling you because they're lying through their teeth again. Now, he said he also would reverse the Mexico City policy, which Trump reinstated shortly after taking office in 2017. Now, that policy restricts international funding for organizations that promote abortion.
Yep. Yeah, again, these are the policies, unfortunately, that people voted for when they voted for Joe Biden.
And there's... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and I think a lot of people maybe were not completely aware of what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris really stood for.
And there's another abortion-related policy, and those weakening the Affordable Care Act, which will likely be on the chopping block in a Biden-Harris administration as well. Now, Biden's decision to re-enter the WHO reflects a broader effort to combat the coronavirus upon taking office, because the Democrats have decried Trump's decision to exit the transnational organization in the middle of a pandemic. Trump had defended the move as a way to hold the organization accountable for alleged missteps during the pandemic, including agreeing with China, where it all started.
Well, sure. You know, I saw a headline earlier today, Captain, that basically said to the effect, you know, Biden plans strong response to COVID surge. And, you know, it's like it's already starting up the way that he's going to be covered. You know, Biden can do no wrong. He's going to go forward and get a real handle on this thing. It is really just kind of really sickening to see.
Well, something else that's sickening to see is what he did when he formed his COVID advisory board. Zeke Emanuel is on it. That's the brother doctor of Rahm Emanuel.
Right.
And he said, and I quote, "The challenge before us right now is still immense and growing, and so is the need for bold action to fight this pandemic. We are still facing a dark winter." Okay, now, everything I've told you is what Joe Biden is on record as saying clearly, definitively, in the Democratic platform that's out there, the 92 pages that anybody can go and look at, right?
Well, that's right. And you know what, Captain? You know, where were the tough questions? Where were the probing questions for Joe Biden during this campaign? I'm not trying to rehash the campaign, but what I am saying is that, again, people just had a information deficit, shall we say, as to exactly, in other words, nobody went out and pushed the candidate Biden on anything, really. And so he just stayed in his bunker. He got favorable coverage, and that was
wait till you hear this one. A new post-election poll from the Media Research Center conducted by McLaughlin and Associates of 5,000 voters that voted, Democratic voters, shows that 36% of the Biden voters were not aware of the evidence that linked Joe Biden to corrupt financial dealings with China through his son, Hunter. Now, 13% of those voters, which was 4.6% of Biden's total vote, said had they known these facts, they would have not voted for the former vice president.
That's explosive, Captain. And also, you know, that was a very explosive story against Joe Biden.
Unless you were watching the Alphabet Soup networks and they weren't telling you about it, remember?
Exactly. And if by some chance it did somehow seep over to somebody that they didn't want to hear the story, they were told, essentially, this is Russian propaganda.
Yeah.
I mean, this is our country that this is happening in, and it's really, really concerning.
So I'm going to read this again. A new post-election poll from the Media Research Center conducted by McLaughlin & Associates of 5,000 Democratic voters who voted says 36% of the Biden voters were not aware of the evidence linking Joe Biden to corrupt financial dealings with China through his son Hunter. Of that, 13% of those voters, which was 4.6% of Biden's total vote, said that had they known these facts, they would have not voted for the former vice president. Now, I'll go one step further. Such a shift away from Biden would have meant President Trump would have won the election right off the bat with 289 electoral votes based on what I just told you.
Right. Again, there would have been a clear winner in this. And it would be saving us all of this, you know, running around here right now.
Yeah.
Which I think is we're going to look back and see what happened.
Now, there's something else that everybody needs to pay close attention to. There are Democratic activists out there right now within the Biden camp that are compiling a do not hire blacklist of people who actively supported or worked for Donald Trump. I will repeat that one for you. There are a group of Democratic activists who are in the Biden camp who are compiling a do not hire blacklist of people who supported or worked for President Trump. That is a fact, and it's being reported by our friends at the Media Research Center.
Well, you know, Captain, I guess they're just following their leader, Joe Biden, who the other night basically said, we're going to get our better angels to do their thing, and we're going to be nice to each other, et cetera, et cetera. I guess they didn't get that memo, but you know what? I'm so glad the American people actually get to see exactly what these people on the left are going to do once they get real power. They're going to lord it over you.
How are you going to feel about paying for abortions? Because Joe Biden said that taxpayers must pay for abortions.
Yeah, I know. This again, you know, is people were able to know about this, and you did your best. I did my best. So many of us did our best. But unfortunately, we were, in many cases, with these huge headwinds on this. But this, and people, I think, may be surprised to find out exactly what the Democrats are going to do now. They believe they've got impunity, and they want to be able to work their deeds in this way.
By the way, I feel really good hearing James Clyburn come out and tell everybody that the defund the police movement hurt Jamie Harrison's campaign in South Carolina in his bid to unseat Senator Lindsey Graham. It cost him the election. I feel really good knowing that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Got some rocking music for you to get into what. And we're going to tell you about, the snow is still out west, but it's in the Midwest now. And the big old storm, Etta, is in the Gulf. Don't know what it's going to do. And then we got another one called Theta. Oh, my goodness.
When you need to know, the cap.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it is time for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stops out there. Largest truck stop chain in the country. Pull on in there. Become a member of the Drivers Club. And by the way, when you pull on in there on the Third Watch, tell them you were listening to me talk about them on my program, and you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, okay? And then become a member of the Drivers Club. Take advantage of those points that you get for buying fuel, buying food, buying stuff in the store, and then take advantage of the points on discounts that they have. Plus, you can also take advantage of the things they have in the Drivers Club. So there you go. In the meantime, we are gonna rock.
Wrestling and never with a sister in the club. Started with a little kiss like that.
Steve Tyler, Walk This Way, Aerosmith. I'm telling you, I could play that for the next 5 hours in a row and never get bored. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Will you dance around the table again?
Oh, well, tapping my foot, for sure, on that one, absolutely.
I had somebody tell him, and he said, I'm dancing, I'm standing up dancing. There was somebody up in Atlanta, and I won't mention the name because I don't want to embarrass them. But anyway, here we go. All right, well, here we go, folks. Etta. Tropical Storm Etta, it's back. It's in the Gulf. It will slowly shift north across the eastern Gulf of Mexico through much of the rest of the week. It's not going to go very far, very fast. Etta could approach the Florida Gulf Coast later this week as a tropical storm, which it's just become, and possibly bring impacts to rain, wind, and storm surge. It's going to make some sort of turn and come back into Florida. Where it's going to come in at, who knows? But right now, it's headed for the Panhandle. So we'll see what happens there, but that's where we're at right now. Now, in the meantime, a path of freezing rain and sleet may lead a period of heavy snow from eastern Nebraska into northern Wisconsin today because we do have that system that's come out of the mountains, but Kyle's going to tell you about more snow back in the mountains. Winter weather driving out there for sure. 4th of July, Coeur d'Alene, you got a big problem up there on 90 tonight. Kyle will tell you about it in a minute. But we'll get to everything. Kyle, you take it away with the West.
Well, that's right, Captain. Especially up in Montana, we've got a winter weather advisory, and this is going to be north of the 15, north of Helena. And in the general areas there, this also goes over towards Spokane, Washington as well. We've got blowing snow. We've got all kinds of wind gusts as high as 65 miles an hour in some places. So you have to be very careful if you're out there traveling, as you said, across I-90, heading over towards Washington, and certainly, again, north of Helena. And it's also very cold in Montana, Captain. Let me give you an idea. And for our friends in Great Falls, it's 15 degrees right now. Our friends in Bozeman, 10 degrees. Butte, Montana, checking in at 6 degrees. Our friends are very cold right now in Butte, Montana. Looks like we might have some snow in Great Falls coming back on Tuesday or so, so be careful there. But there's snow everywhere, and it could be blowing around where you're at as well. We also have winter weather advisory up through Yellowstone National Park in that area in the northwest corner of Wyoming. And high wind warning right now, if you're going across I-80 through Cheyenne, coming out past Laramie, heading west towards Elk Mountain, you've got a high wind warning. So if you have a high-profile vehicle, be very careful. Hard freeze warning in Southern California, by the way, in the Victorville area and also in the Lancaster area. And frost advisories if you're heading across I-215 or I-10 in the Moreno Valley, Riverside, San Bernardino area in Southern California. Freeze warning going all the way up through the Central Valley if you're heading up California 99 or I-5. You're going to be encountering that. And then heading up into Oregon and Portland, looks like we might be getting rain, I think, about on Tuesday. And Seattle, I think it might be, they might have had some rain today, maybe tomorrow as well. They're also checking in, and they're pretty cold. Portland checking in at 44 degrees right now, Seattle at 41 degrees. And right now, Captain, if you're heading across the 15 freeway on your way, say, from California to Las Vegas, you're going to pass through Cajon Pass. It's 32 degrees right there. It is clear, but be very careful. Roads could be icy or snowy.
Well, let's go over to the east. Now, if you're in Nebraska and you're on I-80, somewhere west of Lincoln, maybe over about, about halfway across the state. I'll just put it that way because I can't be too specific here. You're going to run into some winter driving conditions all the way across over into about 40 or 50 miles into Iowa on I-80. If you're on I-29, you're going to hit it coming up through the northwestern part of Missouri, going up through Iowa, up that away, a little bit of it up into South Dakota, 35. You're going to find some from the central part of Iowa out of Des Moines, north of Des Moines, about 40, 50 miles up into Rochester area, Minnesota, across I-90, the bottom part of Minnesota, winter driving conditions, the northwestern corner of Wisconsin, winter driving conditions there.
Then, of course, got to come back down to Florida and the Gulf, and we don't really know what's going to happen, but we still got rain. We got lots of flooding in southern Florida where they didn't need to get another 15 or 20 inches of rain, and they did. And this storm has now moved its way out into the Gulf to where we've got some of the outer bands that are striking the southwest corner of Florida, but it's going to move a little bit further away from Florida before it comes back to the east and then north. And then, Kyle, there's models here that show this thing doing a loop-de-doo, and I just don't know. Nobody knows where it's going to go. Nobody.
Exactly. So you have to be prepared if you anywhere in the possibility of this thing. Exactly.
Anywhere in the Gulf. Certainly tonight, I would say anywhere from Mississippi to Alabama to the panhandle of Florida to the west side of Florida from Tampa north. You need to pay attention to this because we just don't know where it's going to go. It could go anywhere, literally, by the models that are out there. And then we had another tropical storm form out in the Atlantic, which is not any threat to land, Theta.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's way out there in the middle of the Atlantic right now. It's questionable whether or not it's going to come in close to the United States, but we're going to see where that heads.
Right, and it can certainly stay there. I don't know what Chris is talking about. He's hearing the mic when it clicks on and off at the beginning of the show. Okay, so it is what it is. Okay. Sometimes it does that because there's nothing else going on.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
When you click the mic on, you can hear it. But anyway, it is what it is. All right. And, our friend George up in Minnesota. Hey, George. Glad to hear from you tonight. He's doing a great thing up there, keeping everybody on their toes. So there you go. But the other thing is here comes the music. So we're going to put you on hold there, Kyle. And folks, when we come back, we got a lot more stuff to talk about here. I mean, heck, it's one of those deals where, my goodness, Attorney General Barr, we're going to talk about what he's up to because he's turned the DOJ loose in these states where they're contesting. And I'm sure that's going to be interesting. All right, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.